Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce and present to others the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe. Sometimes they call him Coach. Brother. The Love Guru. Without further ado, let's introduce the host with the most, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, WBSW Radio, the internet station, has listeners and watchers in 25 countries, including the United States, north of the borders, Canada, and south of the borders, Mexico. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
My, let's make it do what it do. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Very excited to be with you tonight on Talking Sports Plus. I am John, the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. We're really excited to be here because we want to give you an opportunity to chat with it. We want you to be interactive. The call-in number so you can be a part of the show is 347-857-4192. Again, that's 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, actually your location. If you choose to give your name, that's awesome. Then you get a chance to chat with Dr. Lowe and the many co-hosts that join us from time to time. We'll talk about sports. Sports is the way of the world, part two. We did part one 2 weeks ago, so we're coming back offering another opportunity to talk some sports and keep you up to date on what's going on these each levels, whether it's on a professional level, college level, historical black colleges and universities, high school, and even middle school. Now, if you want to check us out on the web link is where you can hear this show is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. Now, if you just want to just find out where we are, just go to Google and type in WBSW Radio, and it'll take you right to We're the Voice of the Smith Way Production. If you feel like tweeting the show, you have that opportunity. You can tweet us at the Smith Way Production, at WBSW_Internet_Talk_Radio, at Tremaine Edwards with the number 7, at Coach_L_Smith, and the coach is with a K, at Elliot Darrell with number 1, and at Talking Sports Plus with the number 1. Now, if you want to check us out on Instagram, we're being broadcast on two sites tonight, and with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma, we're partnering with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. You can check us out on Instagram. We want to show and we're going to post a lot of our activities because we're partners with those brothers. That's just truly a pleasure. Those brothers down there in Greenville, Alabama, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, that chapter of Zeta Phi Sigma, the most progressive chapter that's in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. So we give a shout out to those brothers down there in Butler County. We're excited about doing it. And on the second Instagram device, we have at president.dr.lorenzadsmith. Check us out. We are broadcasting live. And on Facebook, you can check us out as well. That's facebook.com/drldialbertosmith. We're really excited and because we're having a chance to come before you again. We're going to be talking about some sports. Sports is the way of the world, part two. And we truly want to give a shout-out to individuals who's taking time to join us, right? Jacqueline Davidson, down there from McKenzie, Alabama. Thank you so much, Jacqueline, for joining us, being a staunch supporter. Now, make sure you get that Cash App. Make sure you get that PayPal or that Zelle or whatever transaction. So, because we're going to be raffling off on tomorrow that $50 gas purchase as well as a voucher. so we can make sure, you know, we get that to our support. Also, with getting the transaction, we're going to be sending you what we call a gift every now and then, something that just might make your day. We just want to give you something where you maybe can take it, and it's not going to be a whole lot, but it's going to be, we're going to be giving back. On next week, we'll be coming back with our trip to Atlanta, 3 days and two nights. We're going to take care of the fees to stay in the hotel, and you will pay the tax and the activation fee, take care of your travel there, your meals, but you get a chance to spend 3 days up into the great city of Atlanta, the ATL, and have a ball on behalf, more or less, on WBSW and the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We're going to make sure you go up there and have a ball. Also, that's Tristan Consulting Firm, also make the donation of the trip. We're going to have many more trips we're going to be giving. We're very excited. Last year, we gave away four trips, and we was glad to do it. And two bikes along with cash that people receive. And we're going to continue to do this because this is how we give back. We're excited because this is the 450th, let me say it again, 450th episode, WVSW Radio, the internet station, number one. And we're so glad to say that because there's not many other stations out there doing what we're trying to do, trying to broadcast through social media, also through Blog Talk Radio out of New York, New York, along with the many other options we have. We do recording, we do anchors, we do YouTube television. We just do so many things. We're just blessed to do it. I say special tonight, 450 episode, because our first episode was on September the 27th, 2017, and it was Real Talk About Sports. And we changed it to Talking Sports Plus Primetime. So it's a pleasure to have from number one to 450. That is ironic, but that is special. We're excited about having this opportunity to come before you. God has blessed us one more time. Blessed us to see a hump day. We call it Wonderful Wednesday. So we want to give you as much information pertaining to Sports is the Way of the World, Part 2. We're excited about that. We also want to call out those brothers, give a shout-out to those individuals, not just brothers and some sisters along with this, of that co-host from time to time. You have out of the great state of Alabama, Central Alabama, a young lady who's a millennial. Truly excited to have her come in from time to time. None other than Coach Lauren D. Smith, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. We want to give a shout-out to another young lady. That's Coach Sarita Duncan. She's an author. She's a life coach. She owns a professional basketball program, and I would say two teams make up that unit. We give a shout-out to Coach Sarita Duncan, also from Central Alabama. Give a shout-out to this young man from North Alabama. He's known as the King. He's the author and the CEO and manager that always will be attached to his portfolio. He has six middle school girls basketball championships in the city of Huntsville, five boys city championships in basketball, and two football. Matter of fact, his boys won the state championship that made up the team in Lee Huntsville, who's back-to-back state championship. You see how winning continues. It becomes contagious. So we really, really want to give a shout-out to those individuals. Thank you, Jacqueline, for giving the cash out. We'll make sure we're going to put your name inside of the raffle. That's going to be for the $50 gas purchase, whether it be a voucher, it will be cash, or I'll just meet you, just take my card and swipe it, and you can just fill your car up $50 worth of gas. And we also rotate you over to the trip, truly trip to Atlanta, 3 days and two nights. So we look forward to giving back, and also we will continue to have that love offering that will provide each and every one of those individuals who was able to give us your cash out. And we'll continue to do that as long as God bless us, because he's blessing us to be able to present WBSW Radio, the internet station, to you. But besides that, he gives us the strength to be able to run off nine different shows over a 2 weeks period. So we're giving you 18 shows a month, and we're giving it to you because we want to share it with you. We're going to give a shout-out to B.A. Jefferson. Thank you for coming from the state of Tennessee. Margaret, have your cash out, B.J., but not send it to me, your PayPal. And this, in regards to the $50 vouchers, we're going to have the raffle coming up tomorrow, as well as on next week, we're going to have that three-day, two-night trip to Atlanta. We're going to take care of the hotel. And you will just be responsible. When I say take care of the hotel, you'll go there, you'll just take care of whatever tax they're requiring you and an activation fee to get it going, and your travels there and your meals and all the other things that you want to enjoy in Atlanta. We'll be on you, but we'll take care of that hotel for those 3 days and two nights. That's we'll be giving away next week. Give a shout out to Miss Bush EDS. I'm gonna give her a wave because she's over here on Instagram. We give her a wave. Thank you so much. A member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Let's go back and continue to introduce these individuals who play a major role in so we can put on this show, even though they come in from time to time, they remote in when their time is free. We want to give a shout out, as we were said, to the King, Tremaine Edwards, Coach Tremaine Edwards out of Huntsville, Alabama. Also, we have Coach Tony Touchdown Stallworth from South Central Alabama. He's the author of at least five state championships, whether he was a coach in basketball or he was a principal. And now he's serving as the athletic director of this same county, the whole county, and his teams are quite competitive. He had two softball teams that go up and play in a state tournament up in Oxford, Alabama. That's Brantley High School as well as Luverne High School. We give a shout out to the hard work that's going on down there in Crenshaw County. And he's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, vice president of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter. Then we want to give a shout out to another host, our co-host. That's Coach Marvin Smith. They call him Lala. If you want to check him out, you can check him out at Mary Ruth Restaurant in George Island. He's the owner, co-owner with his wife, which is Pastor Katrina Roper Smith. They have awesome Southern cuisine. Go down and check them out on 106 West in George Island, Alabama. You have Mary Ruth Restaurant. Also, Coach Marvin Smith is a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And his wife is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Let's give a shout out to those individuals that serve as coach. This young man, he's never last, he never will be least. Because he plays a major part. He's always offering ideals where we'd be even better. He's known to a lot of individuals as the conductor of the E-train. He's the Don King of all things, but he also the Don King of car racing or drag racing. He's one of the radio personalities on the Big KD, 94.1 out of Montgomery, down South Central, cover Butler and Monroe and Wilcox, that county, 96.7. Over in Dothan, it's 93.1. In Montgomery, it's 103. This is the Big KD. He's a radio personality. Name is Daryl E-Train Elliott, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We want to make sure we give him a shout-out because he plays an important role in helping us develop what we are. We want to give a shout-out for individuals begin to join us as well. We give a shout-out to Knowledge Supreme 20. Knowledge Supreme 20. I'm going to give you a wave. Thank you for joining us. Also, Collins underscore Lisa underscore Trader underscore 00. Give you a wave. Thank you, Lisa, for joining us. It's good to have you. See, we're going to talk some sports tonight. You asked the question, Talking Sports Plus, Primetime. What are you talking about, Dr. Lowe? We're just talking about being a voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school, middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So we want to share some things on WBSW Radio, the internet station number one, about sports is the way of the world. Let me take a minute and talk about how important sports is. No matter what's going on in your community, sports brings us together. Not to the time we get caught up in color, race, religion, or whatever. Sports bring communities and bring people together. To take an hour, 2 hours of their week to just enjoy the festivity. So we want to make sure we recognize the historical black colleges and universities and the high schools, along with the middle schools, and the things they are doing is the way to bring the world together. We are in some challenging times now. But as a public service message I want to share with you, on Tuesday of next week, we have the primary. Some primary was happening on the 17th, which was last night in certain states. Primaries happen on the 10th. But on the 24th, your bulk of your primaries will be happening in some southeastern states that make up where our historical black colleges and university. We ask you to take time and get out and vote. Most polling places have a generic time, but a general time will be 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The primaries are happening because you're talking about some important races like governors and House of Representatives and the House of Senate candidates that are running. Then there are many other candidates running in this midterm. So we need you to make sure you get out and you vote on Tuesday. Take some time. Vote for the candidate of your choice. But we just ask you to go out and cast your ballot. On May 24th, and wherever your precinct is or whatever state you may be in, and if your primary is going on then, and your time may be different, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., get out and vote. We need you to get out and vote and be ready for the general election in November. That's our public service. And let's talk about sports. It's the way of the world, part two. We're going to talk about why major news agencies provide inadequate cover of historical black colleges and university sports programs. One of the things we have to go back to it become a historical thing. Many times, many years ago, our historical black colleges always was made up of the historical black schools during the segregated time. So it was not treated as those Power Five schools. So they didn't receive the coverage. But since then, we have propelled ourselves to produce great athletes to go into the NFL. Produce great coaches to be great coaches out there, whether in the historical black colleges, Power Five, Group of Five, Division Two, Division Three, NAIA. But we received inadequate coverage. And we just want to talk about that a little bit. We know the key to being broadcast is how many viewers we're going to be able to watch the show or watch the game or view the activity. One of the things that have happened during the pandemic, your historical black colleges and universities have received a lot of support from ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News. And the streaming been going on. So it is beginning to get better, but it's still inadequate compared to your Group of Five, your Power Five. We have to realize in probably next week, you're going to have SEC have their spring meeting. And in that spring meeting, because of the support of the major agencies, whether they're news or broadcast agency, each of the schools that make up the Southeastern Conference, as well as the Atlantic Coast Conference, the Big Ten, the Big 12, and the Pac-12, will be getting together for their spring meeting. And each one of the schools will be part of a bevy of over 35 million. It doesn't matter whether you won a championship, no matter whether or not you won a game or not. Because of the TV revenue, they will receive adequate funds because they receive adequate cover. So we want you to think about that a second. But there has been some ways being made in regards to that. Your historical black colleges and universities now doing pandemic receive coverage from ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, and still with the tape delay. So more games is on, especially in the spring of 2021. Those schools was on when they was going through the spring part of their football schedule due to the pandemic, and all the games were not able to be paid due to March of that year of the pandemic. So the game was pushed back, which was 2020, was pushed back to 2021. And they received the coverage because there was no other group of five, a power five football teams who played in the fall was playing. So they received adequate coverage then. They received adequate news coverage. Constantly you can see news talking about schools like Jackson State, talking about Florida A&M, talking about the Gremlin, talking about Alabama State University, talking about Alabama A&M University, talking about Bethune-Cookman, Mississippi Valley, Arkansas Pine Bluff, Southern University, as well as Alcorn University, Texas Southern University, and Purdue A&M. Those schools given an opportunity, if I miss one, Bethune-Cookman, and make sure I not forget them, began to get the coverage during that time, even though some of those teams did not participate. And in 2021, during that season, they continue with adequate coverage for the historical black colleges. But it is not enough. We're not going to settle right there. So the historical black colleges, led mostly by Coach Deion Sanders, are speaking up and speaking out to the news agency, the major news agency, let's cover historical black colleges and universities. That's why we were so excited through WBSW Radio, the internet station, to be able to be the voice of the historical black colleges. We're forgotten, but we're going to make sure the word is out. If we don't call out your university or your college, we don't call out your high school or your middle school, do not blame it on our hearts. There's a lot of our minds that sometimes not see everything and say everything. So we talk about historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. We're really excited about. So the major news agency now began to include the word about the historical black colleges and universities, especially their football, especially their sports program. So we're really excited. There's headway. Regardless who will be given credit for pushing forth, leading, it is coverage now. Let's discuss why the historical black colleges and universities are closing the gap with the Power Five school. You may say that's impossible. Financially, it is impossible. But sometime when you begin to put athletes in these historical black colleges and universities called the FCS, which is the football championship subdivision, we begin to see schools get at a high level. So we're kind of closing the gap. Some of the money games that we was playing throughout the process for years begin to come so close that a lot of these schools are now not taking a chance to play you. Talking about the historical black college, the gap is closing. So the Power Five are not taking a chance. They're willing to have you come and play and pay you $500,000 to $1 million. However, as the gap continue to close, this will cease. So what we ask you to do is support your historical black college and university. Cheer them on. If you don't have the finance, we always tell, put your meat in the seat. That's another way to support the historical black colleges and universities. There are four conferences. You have the FCS. We have two major conferences that makes it up. That's the Southwest Athletic Conference and the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. Schools that's in the Southeast make up Southwest Athletic Conference. Schools that runs at one time was from the state of Florida all the way up to Maryland, the state of Maryland, the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. Those are the two major conferences called Division 1A or the FCS. We have two other conferences that make up NCAA football, which are historical black colleges and universities. You have Division 2. You have the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference out of the state, running from Ohio, the state of Ohio, with Central State University through Kentucky all the way down to Georgia and include Alabama and Florida, called the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. And the last conference that make up the historical black colleges and universities conferences on Division II level is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, CIAA. So those are the schools that make up the conference, and we begin to close the gap in regards to a lot of our schools that once was in the historical black colleges and universities conferences have moved to the major conferences to compete. Schools like Hampton, schools like Howard University, the middle of the school that made up the MEAC has begun to move to these conferences called the Group of Five so it can compete. So they're closing the gap. We want to definitely give a shout out to those schools. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by calling out the last four digits of your cell. Ask for your location, then ask you to chat with Dr. Loretta B. Smith, and hopefully we can get some of our co-hosts to call in remotely. We look forward to having them so they can share their thoughts as well. The next thing we want to look at is the way too early historical black colleges and university college football prediction. The top five listed as of now, four of the top five is made up of the Southwest Athletic Conference, called the SWAC. We have in the preseason poll, the way too early prediction are the polls. You have Jackson State being ranked number one, who won the SWAC championship last year. Number two, you have Florida A&M, who finished second behind Jackson State in the Eastern Division of the Southwest Athletic Conference. Then behind Florida A&M, you have Alabama A&M University. They are making great strides to get there. And then you have the fourth ranked team in there is Southern University. And their fifth ranked team of the way too early prediction and poll is Norfolk State University out of the MEAC, Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. Those are five of the top predictions. Those teams will be competing within their conferences for the championship and then get an opportunity to compete in the Southwest Athletic Conference versus the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference championship at the end of the season. It's a challenge, so check them out. Support your team. Put your meat in the seat. We look forward to having you there. Want to remind you again, get your Cash App in. Thank you so much, Ms. Davidson, for sending yours in. We'll make sure we write it out and put it into our canister so we can be ready to turn it over. We are giving it away on tomorrow. We're raffling off $50 gas voucher or either fill your tank up. At least put $50 worth. Because $50 won't fill up most many tanks. But that's a start. We're going to take your Cash App, your PayPal, your Venmo if you have one, the Zelle, whatever form of transaction you receive money and you send out money. You'll get it to me and I'll put it into the raffle. This week is the $50 gas purchase. Next week it will be 3 days and two nights trip to Atlanta. Well, we're going to take care of the hotel fee. You'll do the activation and the tax. And along with your travels there and all the amenities you want to have. We'll do that raffle next week. That's for the 3 day, two night to Atlanta. We want to recognize the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, along with Tristan Consulting Firm and WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're giving this away. We ask for your Cash App so we can see your love offering. You don't know when it's going to come, but we're going to make sure we send everybody who sent me their Cash App, their PayPal, their Zelle, their Venmo, whatever way you transact money and receive money, let me know, get it to me. We put you in for the raffle, and also we give those love offers to each and every one of the individuals throughout the rest of this year. All right, our next topic we want to talk about, but I want to give a shout-out to Teresa Andrews. Thank you for joining us, Teresa, taking time to be a part of WBSW Radio, the internet station. Our title is Talking Sports Plus, Prime Time Tonight Show is Sports is the Way of the World, Part 2. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, calling out those four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. Then you can join the conversation with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith on Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. Let's move forward with some spring sports in these historical black colleges and universities. We want to start with the Southwest Athletic Conference softball standing. And the standing and the final results of the season is Prairie View A&M University claimed the 2022 softball tournament title, received a bid to the NCAA tournament. So we give a shout out to Prairie View A&M University softball team. Baseball in the Eastern Division with a record of 20-7. Alabama State University is leading that division in baseball. On the western side of the Southwest Athletic Conference, Prairie View A&M University is leading that west, and it's 18-9 is their record. The Southwest Athletic Baseball Tournament will start next week on May the 25th and play through the 29th. Men's tennis standing, which the championship have been, champions have already been started. We give a shout out to Alabama State University winning the 2022 SWAC Tennis Tournament Championship. Men's. On the women's side, we have Jackson State University wins the 2022 SWAC Women's Championship. Congratulations to Alabama State University men's and the tennis championship and Jackson State women for the women's championship of 2022. This is a Commissioner Cup standing for the Southwest Athletic Conference. What they do is they take a point system number that they give the each team is awarded, and at the end of the completion of the season, come up with Commissioner Cup for the SWAC. And leading the standings at this time, you have Jackson State University with 118.5, Prairie View A&M with 116.5, Alabama State University 107.0, Texas Southern University with 87.5, Southern University 79.0, Alcorn State University 79.0, Alabama A&M University 73.0, Grambling State University 71.5, Florida A&M University 70.5, University of Arkansas Pine Bluff 69.0, Bethune-Cookman College 48.5, and Mississippi Valley State University 29.5. Those are the standings for and how each of the schools stand in the Commissioner Cup of the Southwest Athletic Conference would be awarded to the team or the school program after the completion of the baseball championship on May 29th. So we look forward to finding that and reporting that to you on our next show. Let's look at the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference baseball standing. Coffin State, 17-11 leads that conference. Delaware State is second with a 14-14 record. Maryland Eastern Shore has a 14-14 record. Norfolk State University, 11-17. Then on the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference Baseball Championship will be held, matter of fact, be held at this very moment starting tomorrow and lasting through Saturday. So they'll crown their champion in Norfolk, Virginia. Softball, Howard University with a 31-22 defeated Morgan State to claim their second Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference Championship. That's in softball. Howard University, congratulations. Howard University will also take on the overall number two seed, Florida State, in Tallahassee starting this weekend. Then also you have Norfolk State finished with that 16-5 record. Maryland Eastern Shore finished with a 13-8 record. North Carolina Central finished with a 8-13 record. Again, Coffin State finished with a 7-14 record. Delaware State, a 3-18 record. South Carolina State University finished with a 2-19 record. On the track side, Norfolk State wins the 2022 men's outdoor track and field championship. Howard University women wins the 2022 outdoor track and field championship. In tennis, the MEAC champions. On the men's side, you have South Carolina State, the 2022 tennis tournament champion. On the women's side, you have South Carolina State, We said congratulations to each and every one of those teams for making it do what it do. Being impactful in your conference, winning championship, and for all the teams that competed at whatever level you want to consider and was able to give their best shot. Maybe they didn't win a championship, but they were successful by putting a team together to be out on the field. We give a shout-out to all those spring sports. We just have a couple more topics we want to talk about, and we're going to wrap it up. We want to look at the champions in the Southeastern Athletic Conference. The outdoor track title goes to Arkansas men and Florida women's for 2022. Then also you have 12 teams out of the SEC in softball will be playing in the NCAA softball championship with stars up this weekend. Going to the NBA, the Final Four. We want to give a shout out to those teams that are able to make it to the Final Four in the NBA. You have from the West, you have Dallas Mavericks and Golden State Warriors. From the East, you have Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. So it looks to be an awesome, awesome championship based on division and based on playing for the NBA championship in a couple of weeks. So we're really excited about having an opportunity to share that with you. A little high school and middle school storyline. We have some information, and our high school resident is going to share some things on sports. We're going to share some things about the Alabama High School Athletic Association, but I'll just give you some things. They're playing baseball now. The state baseball finals started on the 16th, and it will last to the 21st. At Jacksonville State University and Chocolate Park in Oxford, Alabama. State softball championship will be played in the same place. And teams locally from the base where WBSW Radio is located, we have Brew Tech High School. Brew Tech Magnet High School is competing. Luverne High School, Brantley High School, Sweetwater will be competing for the softball state championship. Congratulations on making it that far. We do pray that you're successful. That's basically what we have for tonight. Sports is the way of the world, part two. It's been awesome sharing this information with you. I want to thank each and every one of you all for taking time. Again, we need to get that Cash App. We need to get your PayPal, whatever you have, Venmo, Zelle, whatever you have, where we can put your name in the raffle for the $50 gas purchase. It'll be a voucher in some cases, and it may be if it's locally, someone will meet and we'll do it. If we got your Cash App, we can send it to you to make sure you get your $50 to buy, purchase your gas. We really want to be there to give it to you. If not, we'll get that voucher for that gas so you can have it. Send that in. Thank you, Ms. Jacqueline Davidson, for sending yours in, and we have it right here, and we're going to make sure we put it in for the raffle starting tomorrow. And on next week, I hadn't decided what day, probably next Thursday, which is the last show of the week next week, we will be raffling off 3-day, 2-night trip to Atlanta. We're going to take care of the hotel charges. You are responsible for the tax and the activation fee on the voucher you receive. 3 days and 2 nights, Luxury Hotel in Atlanta, Georgia. You're also responsible for your travel there and your food and all your amenities you want to have. But we're giving away. We want to thank Tristan Consulting Services for being a part of this donation. The Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, and BSW Radio, the internet station, for coming together to make sure we have these cash giveaways these giveaways of trips and purchases. We thank you for taking time. I'm going to assume, and hopefully I say this right, this is Trishura, 1234. Thank you for joining. I'm going to give you a wave. Again, get your Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, whatever means of transaction of money, get it into me, and I will put you into the raffle for the $50 gas purchase. And next week, or tomorrow, it's a $50 gas purchase or voucher. And next week, it will be a three-day, two-night trip to Atlanta. We'll take care of the hotel fees per night, care of the tax activation fee on the trip, as well as your travels there, your meals, along with your amenities. Man, I tell you, been good coming before you tonight. God has blessed us again. On tomorrow at 1 o'clock, as I said, we got raffle. We're going to be talking seriously about, I want you to truly understand where we're going to be coming. We're going to be back to our series on building boys to be better fathers for the future. Part 4. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time on Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. The Real Grassroots Talk Show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood block by block. Check us out tomorrow at 1 o'clock. That's Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Have an awesome rest of the evening. Thank each and every one of you all for joining us. God is so good. He's blessed us one more time. I want to give a shout out to you again. And it's Tashara. I'm going to say it right. It's Tashara 134. Let me know by sending me that Cash App or that Venmo or whatever account so you can be a part of the raffle. Collins underscore Lisa underscore Trader underscore 00. Knowledge Supreme 2020. Miss Bush, ES, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Teresa Andrews, thank you for joining us. B.J. Jefferson, out of the great state of Tennessee. Jacqueline Davidson, thank you, Jacqueline, for joining us and sending us your Cash App. We're going to make sure we have a love offering that comes to you based on you sending that transaction mode to us. We will be sending you something. Whether you win the raffle or not, you will be getting something from WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one in giving back. So have an awesome rest of the evening. Let's make sure on, if your primary is held on Tuesday, May the 24th, you get out and vote for your candidate of your choice. Most polls are running from a standard time of 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Get out and vote for the candidate. Because all elections are important. Some say certain ones. When we're at this point, midterm election is just as important as the general election that's coming up. In November with the midterm, and then in 2024, we'll have our general election again. It'll be our regular voting time as well. So get out and vote. Once you vote, let me know. Let me know through Instagram, Facebook. Email me. That's WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22 at gmail.com. WBSW Internet Talk Radio, the number 22 at gmail.com. Let me know that you went out and voted. Send your Cash App that way as well. We look forward to receiving it. It's been awesome. Thank you so much for taking time. God has blessed us one more time. I want to leave you with this. Check us out tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. We're still going to be talking about our series of building boys to be better fathers for the future. That's what we want to do. We're giving back. And that's partners with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And along with Tristan Consulting Service, we want to give back to you. We will have our raffle tomorrow, but we're going to have some awesome information for you to digest and share it with someone. Give a shout out to Audrey, Sarah Audrey Carly Stinson member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much, Sarah, for joining us as well. We want to get you to get your Cash App in as well. We're giving away a $50 gas purchase voucher tomorrow, our 1 o'clock show. You don't have to be present. You know, if you turn it in and when I raffle, I'll make sure you put your name on it so I know where it's coming from. And I can call you and let you know you won the raffle tomorrow. So we're taking either your Cash App, your PayPal, your Venmo, your Zelle, any way you transact funding with individuals, send it to us so we can share with you. God is good. So tomorrow is the $50 gas purchase voucher that will be available on the raffle. Going through the raffle with your name using each one of those transaction modes. And next week we'll be giving away that 3-day, 2-night trip to Atlanta. We take care of the hotel fees per night. You are responsible for the tax along with the activation fee with your travel there and all the other things that require when you go travel, your meals and your amenities. We just take care of the hotel. We're wrapping it off 3 days and 2 nights. Atlanta, one of the luxury hotels in Atlanta. So check us out, WBSW Radio, the internet station number one. So glad to come before you. We want to say to you as we close out, I truly love you all. Thank y'all for taking time. See, God is good. Coming from my heart, I want you to see my heart is big enough to be open to love you. Truly, that's what we want to be at WBSW Radio, the internet station. Number one, hope God has blessed us to be able to do that. Hashtag be responsible. Just want to share a note of caution to a lot of individuals. Looking at the news and our numbers begin to rise with people being infected with COVID-19. Let's make sure we be responsible. Follow those protocols. I know some people told you we can take the mask off, but also that's a choice you make. But they say you had a vaccine, you ought to be built up enough to deal, but we're still having people to be infected. Now, what level on you it would be, I can't say, but being infected and being quarantined for 5 days will take away from what you need to do. Because I know many right now that are, a couple of them right now, that are being quarantined and cut off quarantine, just got off after 5 days, and they said, wow, things you thought were back, now I'm quarantined again. Let's be responsible. Hashtag keep on grinding. Just grind. Just keep on grinding. That's what we do on WBSW Radio, the internet station. This is our 450th episode. Our first episode was September 27th, 2017. And it was real talk about sports. Our 450th is Talking Sports Plus Primetime. The same show name was just changed. God is good. We're grinding. Communicate for understanding. We truly want you to be able to do that. It's a mindset. Hashtag, you got this. Hashtag, make it do what it do. Hashtag, one life matter. It's important that we keep that in mind. Tell your family members you love them. I know holidays are coming up. Got Memorial Day coming up. You meet, tell them you love them. Give them a hug. If not, just call them and tell them I love you. You got access to virtual now. You can talk with individuals now. You don't have to be in that place. Call them and let them know you love them. Give them a virtual hug because I'm going to give you one. This is my virtual hug to you. This is why I tell you I love you from my heart. Truly, truly, we're being blessed. We're dealt with and still dealing with a pandemic that's going into almost 3 years. Let's take care of ourselves. Let's take care of our family members. Let's do it family by family, block by block, neighborhood by neighborhood. Let's not worry about what to do at the top. Let's do what we need to do at the grassroots. That is my thought process, and that's the way we can accomplish. Because if we do it down here, it'll force them up there to do what they're supposed to do. That's what it's all about. Let's keep that in mind. Get out and vote on Tuesday if your primary is going on. And if the polling places have a generic time, I'll say 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., go cast your vote. Think is not important. We need you to get out and vote in this primary. Have an awesome rest of the evening. We'll check you out tomorrow. I love you. Truly love you. And we'll see you at 1 o'clock tomorrow, Central Standard Time, Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, building boys to be better fathers for the future. That's what we want to do. Peggy Grant, we're going to give a shout-out to you, Peggy. Thank you so much, Peggy, for joining us. See, God is good. Thank you so much. And as we close, like I always do with all my shows, God has blessed me just to have his smile on my face because I know what he's doing for me and what he's doing for you. I want you all to remember this. I don't care what religion you say you are or what you worship. If you pray for me, I'm going to pray for you. And I tell you, God will hear each and every one of our prayers. And he'll change your life. And I want to say this as I close, like always. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do.